السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. One sister, she sent me this hadith and she asked me what the practical way to understand this hadith. Number one, when you study the hadith in Arabic, the translation is not only a headache, a pain, okay, discomfort, and thorn. What between mean in Arabic, in general, this is a metaphor about when the person suffer sickness, illness, pain, discomfort, family problem, finance problem, wife problem, husband problem, kids problem, any calamity or hardship in life. And here, this, it has a meaning. When you look at all the ahadith about poverty, calamity, illness, you find out always belong to the mu'min. Is many ahadith in this chapter. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you, He get you away from dunya. Look at right now all over the earth. The most richest Arabic countries, they're eating each other like worm. Why? Is it really because politics or money, power, status, chair? What make you do that? You forget death. When you're full of dunya, you do not think about akhirah. If you think money and status really will increase your iman, is no way. No way. Allah did not give it to Messenger and Prophets. Is no one verse in Quran or Hadith tell you to run after it. Is big difference between provision and necessity and the dunya become a goal and a purpose in life. And this one of the sign of the end of time. I give you example, a lot of you might misunderstand it big time. I send you this video about this Pakistani girl. She spent 7.5 years to sewing the word of the Quran. 7.5 years to sewing the word of Quran. A very beautiful, very beautiful. And everybody glory her. Yes, she did a beautiful job. 100%. May Allah reward her. But is this a teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Is a companion of Rasulullah ever did that? What about the end of time? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he emphasized, you will decorate your Quran and you will decorate your masajid. And you will not leave Quran and you will not stay in the masjid. This is what's happening. We are in it. We're spending a lot of money decorating the masajid. A lot of money decorating the books. A sign of Yawm al-Qiyamah. If you don't believe me, my advice to you, read the Book of End by Imam Ibn Kathir and get at least another 2 books of the end of time by different respectable scholars who are living today or in the last 10-15 years. They will give you the same ahadith with understanding and reflection of the time. Because if we do not do that, we drift. You will say, what this has to do with the question? It has to do with the question. Imagine now this girl, 7.5 years. If she's spending the same amount of time teaching people, run after the widow, run after orphan, take care about the needy for 7.5 years, which one will be more weighty in a scale, Yawm al-Qiyamah? Something we do not today, do not get it. The companion get it big time. Why Allah sent the book why Allah sent a messenger. A book is a constitution containing all what Allah wants from us, constitution. And a prophet and messenger to let us know how to live the message. Now, one of the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, everyone wants to be good his way. Even the way we analyze things, we analyze it our way. Instead of saying, is this what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with her? Is this an action beloved to Allah? Is this one of the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is this one of the advice of the Prophet to the companion? Is the companion of Rasulullah sallam men or women was into this stuff? Yes or no? Is any major scholar or ahadith or ayat encourage me to do so? No. What happening? One of the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, we try to be good our way, not according to Allah wa Rasuluh. And even when we hear news, when we see goodness, we analyze it according to our emotion and understanding. Instead of saying, is this recommended by Allah? Is this commanded by Allah? Is this recommended by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this advised by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this commanded or advised by the companion or the follower of the companion or the follower of the major scholar? We do not do that. That's what we do according to our feeling. We react and act according to our feeling, and we do not return it to Allah wa Rasuluh. Big musibah. And this will causing division, nafs, desire, and everything, even the deen of Allah, will be according to me. I do it according to me, you do it according to you, division will understanding, division will spread, and now we were ready to kill each other or argue with each other and have deviation and division with each other. All this coming from what? Dunya. And lack of ikhlas, lack of sincerity. By this way, this ahadith, it assure me, encourage me, it give me the patience and the persevering and glad tiding. Because whatever happened to me is a wisdom from Allah, is a qadr from Allah. By this way, is how many ahadith about money, warning, and the ahadith about poverty, illness, even blindness. Look at the ahadith about blindness. Look at the ahadith about if somebody has a child, very infant, and die, what happened? By this way, you find out all the calamity, all the hardship, all the minus in dunya, equal rewarding. Only if you be patient, thank Allah, be content, and Allah promise to reward you in abundance, in a bundle, in no scale. Just be patient, content with what the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained for you, and now you will have the ultimate rewarding in Jannah. What else you want? But this if you are for Akhirah. But if you're not for Akhirah, you get upset because minus dunya. Do you understand, my brother and sister in Islam? By this way, today what we do, when we have dunya, we happy. When minus dunya happen, we cannot take it. And we take it as a calamity instead of as elevation, cleansing, purification from the sins, and it might be a beautiful, beautiful preparation for your palaces in Jannah, insha'Allah. Look again to all the hadith about dunya and warning about dunya. And look to the hadith about poverty and the poor people. It's all about rewarding them. Do you go to Jannah first after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And what about rich? Warning. But again, like one famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you find it in the book of End. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, of the meaning of, if you find the richer getting richer and stingy, and the ruler or oppressor and the worst, and prefer dunya than akhirah. At this time, the belly of the earth is bitter for you than upper of the earth. Meaning what? Don't live for dunya. Get away. Yes, we're going to eat, we're going to sleep, we're going to live, we do whatever we have, but we take the necessity. Necessity, alhamdulillah, and that's it. We do not go crazy. But dunya make you jealous, envy, arrogant, stingy, accumulation, worry, hate, willing even to kill each other. And this is what's happening today. Injustice. And akhirah make me just, kind, compassion, willing to give, willing to sacrifice, willing to do anything for Allah. And I don't care about how much I have and how much you have. But as for this ahadith, it has a big, deep metaphor about encouraging us and a glad tithing to the condition of hardship. And nobody will leave this earth without one or a style of hardship. Unless Allah hates you so much, He will give you dunya completely until you die, and He tell you, did you thank me? Did you spend it for me? Did you show gratitude to me? And will be a big calamity. Meaning dunya, if Allah give it to you and you do not use it for akhirah, it become a musibah yawm al-qiyamah. And the opposite, if Allah take the dunya from you and dunya become musibah, now Allah give you the rewarding 100% yawm al-qiyamah. You see how it work? I hope you get it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to comprehend the deen of Allah and living according to Allah wa Rasuluh, and be patient, thankful, content, and believe without no doubt, whatever happened to me is the best for me, especially when something happened against my will, like illness, something happened, lack of beauty, lack of money, getting old, nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Or beloved one died, or whatever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us comprehend and able to understand and allow us to be content, thankful, and put barakah in whatever left over of our life. Say, oh Allah, give me barakah in whatever left over of my life. Give me barakah in my time, barakah in my life, barakah in my health, barakah in the moment of death, and barakah for life after death. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope the sister receive my message and the answer. If you have any more question, don't hesitate. Ask me, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality to, when Allah take us from us any dunya, we will be patient, show Allah gratitude, thank Allah, and be content, and have complete rida, and trust in Allah. It is the best for us, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah kulli khair. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam today, if you're young, you worry about marriage. If you're young, you worry about a job. If you're young, you worry about kids. You worry about house. You worry. How much we worry about all this dunya and the success of dunya, and how many of us think about how to be successful in akhirah and just take the limited of our dunya for akhirah. This why we do not go to the right field. We do not choose the right man. We do not choose the right woman. And everything according to dunya, not according to akhirah. And if you start anything for one cause, it's very difficult to make your turn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live for the purpose of akhirah. Because we're not here to eat and sleep and have house and get kids and that's it. Why? Because this everybody do that. Muslim and non-Muslim and atheist, you name it, animal, everybody. Eat and sleep and have kids. But what the purpose? Purpose. What the purpose of living? Because all this called necessity and a complementary to live. But to live for what? For what purpose? And what you're doing in this earth? What you're planning to do? And what you're planning to leave this earth with? If you have Iman, if you have the proper Islam and Iman, you will understand. And Allah will guide you toward it. But if you have dunya, dunya will take you. Drama is no ending. And you become, your life become miserable. And you will never be happy. You will never be happy. Even if you have the dunya. Dunya will never be make you happy. Please read the constitution of happiness in Quran. And read the ahadith about Allah hate dunya. Rasulullah warned us about dunya. Quran warned us about dunya. That does mean I divorce dunya. I divorce it in my heart, but I do whatever it takes to live it to able to go to Akhirah. Because we cannot go to Akhirah without dunya. This is the sunnah of Allah. But if we use it as complementary to assist me to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have my goal and purpose in life. I hope I give you the answer correctly, inshallah. Again, if you have any more further question, please don't hesitate. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.